So I'm Erin Robinson. I work for the Earth Science Information Partners, or ESIP, and this is a view of our community. There are three main member organization types: application developers, researchers, and big data centers. And they come together in these kinds of areas like data discovery, earth science collaboration, data stewardship, information quality, because they have common issues related to earth science, information, and technology. And I think that this is, it's interesting to see all of the purple dots that are the people, and we have about 1,000 people that are working together on these common issues, and you can start to see how those topics are interrelated. And what's really interesting about this community is that they're technology practitioners. So they're actually people on the ground that are doing the work. So why do we care about earth science information and data? And I'm happy to follow Karen, but because she sets the data stage really well. This is from Sandy, and earth science happens to us all the time. We have disasters that are happening, and Sandy was a great example that needed a lot of earth science information. And so this bottom image here shows flood zones that have been mapped with hospitals so that emergency responders can find where hospitals are that haven't been impacted. And ESIP really comes together at this humanware and the connecting people, these pork chop looking things, at the humanware. So they share information, they share best practices of how to do data repositories or things like that. And they make these connections and they go to the software level. And we do all of this because open data, freely accessible earth science data, is really important to us for things like disaster response, understanding all kinds of grand challenges that are facing us as a community. I'm gonna show a lot of screenshots, and so I wanted to start with something a little more humorous here. We had a wiki. The wiki had a lot of great content, like educational modules, but there were a lot of questions about it. Is it mine because I'm part of this community? Can I use it? What's it related to? And the big question, is it finished? Or as a community manager, I loved, where did I put it? So this led us to the natural, actually backing up, this is a lot of hurdles that the user is facing, both newcomers to our community and people that have been around for a long time. I can't find it, I can't access it, how do I know the quality? Can I merge it with something else? And this led us really to the clear solution of having a commons. And because we're funded by NASA and NOAA, we needed our work to be freely available for use, for sharing, repurposing, and remixing. And so this definition from Creative Commons really fits what we do. So this is a screenshot from the Creative Commons, or from our ESIP Commons, sorry. And there were three objectives here. First, it was a knowledge repository for our content, like data management modules or testbed projects. Second, it provides this license for the user. Here, this is a poster that's been submitted, and you can see we have the Creative Commons license. We have a citation that shows how it should be cited, and then if you clicked on the name, it would show you the different things that this author's contributed. And the other thing is that all of this content is meant to be shared socially. So there are tweet this or Google Plus this to share it socially. So this is an example of the author page, and you can see that it's starting to build a reputation in our community for where this person's presented a poster, or the sessions and meeting sessions that they've led, where they've presented talks, and all of these links link back to the content. So one of our big successes with the ESIP Commons was the data citation guidelines our community came up with. They shared them through the ESIP Commons, and both NOAA and NSF picked these up and reused them for themselves. We thought this was a big win, and really an example of the right kind of networking, that people were able to find the information they needed, they were able to remix it so that it fit for their agency, and take it and go with it. So we were pretty thrilled about that being a big success for us. And finally, I'd like to end again with this network map. I've been reading a book by Nilofer Merchant, and she writes in the 11 Rules for a Social Era that ultimately the social era is individuals being connected and creating value through ensembles, and I think that's what we've done here. So the software, the platform itself, is available on the web in GitHub if you're interested in reusing it, and I'm on the web, and so I just appreciate the opportunity to talk, and I think this is a great lineup. Thank you.